With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. After languishing for over two decades in the U.S. House, a sweeping wilderness bill now gets its first shot in the Senate.
The main obstacle for years was Senator Max Baucus. Now he's in China doing trade deals, so we don't have that to overcome.
That's Steve Kelly of the Alliance for the Wild Rockies. The Alliance has been one of the most vocal advocates of a proposal called the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act, or NRERPA. It would give permanent wilderness protection to 23 million acres of roadless land in Idaho, Wyoming, Oregon, Washington, and Montana.
It would protect all the roadless areas and identify and protect corridors that connect big areas around Glacier and around Yellowstone, the Bob Marshall, you know, Frank Church wilderness areas. So it's based on a scientific approach versus a state-by-state political approach.
Montana Wood Products Association Executive Director Julia Altimus.
You can develop science to whatever level you want to support your position. I've not seen your science, and science changes, and this bill has not changed. It's the same bill pretty much that was introduced 24 years ago. So if you want to introduce a wilderness bill, then let's, you know, roll up our sleeves and come to the table and look with a broad group of stakeholders that are impacted by these decisions and then decide where and what's appropriate.
The Wood Products Association has opposed NRERPA from the beginning. Altimus describes it as a non-starter.
It's not collaboratively driven. It doesn't come from the ground up. It's coming from a couple of environmental groups that feel that this is their best way of addressing connectivity across the West, which we would disagree with.
But the Alliance's Steve Kelly says those collaborative approaches to wilderness come with built-in pitfalls, such as logging mandates that are not found in NRERPA.
Well, there's no real quid pro quo here. You know, everybody doesn't get to divvy up a piece of the pie and accept that there's going to be less wilderness. So this protects what's left, which is a fragment of what we had once anyway. If you look at a map, it's impressive how much we've developed and how little wilderness there really is left.
Despite its emphasis on wide-scale wilderness designation and corridor preservation, NRERPA does not have universal backing among environmentalists. Natalie Dawson is director of the Wilderness Institute at the University of Montana.
Environmentalists fall within their own spectrum of being an environmentalist. They tend to fall in different places. Some people feel like these collaborative bills are, you know, a sellout, that they're giving away too much of the pie. And other environmentalists feel like, you know, if we don't make compromises, then nothing's going to be done.
Case in point, the Montana Wilderness Association. It does not back NRERPA. MWA declined our invitation for a taped interview, but in an emailed statement, the group says it prefers locally developed landscape-based wilderness proposals. Projects such as the Rocky Mountain Front Heritage Act, the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project, and the Kootenai Forest Stakeholders Coalition. Clearly, wilderness proposals are divisive, but the UM Wilderness Institute's Natalie Dawson says that controversy is a relatively modern concept.
Although people might not remember it, less than 50 years ago, it wasn't a partisan issue. It was bipartisan. I mean, the 1964 Wilderness Act passed with Democrat and Republican support almost unanimously. There was only one vote against it in the House of Representatives.
The Wilderness Act originally set aside 9 million acres across 13 states. The next largest wilderness acquisition was secured near the end of Jimmy Carter's term in 1980. He signed a bill that turned about 104 million acres of Alaskan land into parks, preserves, and national forests. About half of that was set aside as wilderness.
It turned the national attention to this idea that the federal government is making these large land grabs. And then, of course, we got a conservative government in place after Carter's administration left. And I'd say since 1980, in most states, wilderness bills have stalled out. There hasn't been a lot of wilderness designation since then.
Dawson says any wilderness designation proposal, either large-scale or landscape-based, probably won't gain much traction in Congress anytime soon.
Both involve land protection. And, you know, just to give an idea, I mean, the climate in Congress right now is kind of the opposite, where they're talking about taking federal land and putting them back in the hands of state and private interests. So any bill that's talking about more public land for the public good potentially will be at a standstill for a while yet.
Montana's entire congressional delegation opposes the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act. Steve Kelly of the Alliance for the Wild Rockies acknowledges that NARIPA's chances are slim, but he also points out they were always told the proposal would never even make it to the U.S. Senate for consideration. Yet there it is now.
This was always told to us to be an impossibility, so here we are with an impossibility. I wouldn't count out our bill. I wouldn't ever count out the Alliance.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.